Sure. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome, Chris.
And here we are with episode two, already starting out with the bullshit. So, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, just hanging in there. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
So now that we know how everybody is doing, let's talk about church. We're going right back to that.
Let's do it.
So yeah, I watched NASCAR, Chris. Yes, I watched the Daytona 500. I watched Talladega. I watched Dover, Atlanta Motor Speedway, the whole nine. Yep, watch cars go around in a circle. I equivalate that to, you know, going to church every Sunday.
Which makes no sense, but.
Well, how do you figure? Going to church, it's the, you go there and you watch the same people, the same sinners every single week. I go to church. I'm saved. Oh, I'm going to go. And yep. And then they go right back out and do the same shit every single week. And they come right back. So church is the start finish line.
But not everyone's a sinner.
It's like a race. How do you figure that? Everybody's
and
a sinner.
And people can change every week. So it's different every week. You're going to hear a different message most of the time every week.
So it's a different sin every week. I mean, it's like a different racetrack every week. Okay, Chris, you're just proving my point. You know what I'm saying? That NASCAR is like church.
It's not. Not even close.
How do you figure?
You're getting it.
I think church people dress better than NASCAR people.
Oh, that's true. That's right. True.
And you're not going to see Confederate flags in the church parking lot.
Depending on the church, in the Bible Belt.
Thank you. I was going to say, you know, I'm saying, what's the name of that Westboro Baptist Church? You know, whatever happened to those whack jobs? Yo, they were fucking nuts. A word, yo, them folks was out of it. Yo, they was out of pocket with everything. You know, how do you go to somebody's funeral to like, you know, an enlisted person's funeral to prove a point, and you just like. Completely shit on someone who gave their life for this country.
Wait, you realize they have songs?
What, Westboro Baptist?
Yes.
What, they got mixtapes?
Let me find out. What?
You can only find it on LimeWire, though.
Right? No, yeah. You find it. Yo, you find them on SoundCloud and shit. Let me find out.
Yo, turn my mic up. Turn right? my mic up.
No, fuck that. Turn my cross up. The fuck is you talking about? Yo, I'm burning. That's foul.
You sound like the biscuit lady.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They said
she's the burning cross.
They said she's going to perform at the Super Bowl next year.
So speaking of the Super Bowl, you know, I'm glad we're on that super early in this, you know, in this podcast. I think Usher did the damn thing. He brought the A to Las Vegas. You know, I was happy to see Usher. There's only one problem, though. You weren't impressed? Yeah, there was a couple people that weren't impressed.
I was impressed.
He should have left his damn blouse on. I wasn't like, you know, yeah, put your blouse back on, bro. No, I mean, you know, he brought out everybody and stuff, but you had some people who were super duper, like, salty as fuck on Facebook. Like, straight bashing. I mean, I don't care if you like Usher's music or not. It's, you have to at least admit the man has a catalog that's ranging 30 some odd years. Like, you have to give it up to him. I don't like country music that much, but I'll still give, like, Rascal Flatts and shit like that. I'll give folks credit, you know. Though I do listen to Lainey Wilson because she got a nice butt.
That's who you chose to go with?
Bro, that's how much I give a fuck about country music. I was going to say Kenny Rogers, but you know.
Yeah.
Him and Dolly Parton.
That's why they haven't had a country performer at the Super Bowl in
that's what 10 years. That's what people want. And it was like, okay, so who would you get up there to do country music?
Oh, you know, it'd be Morgan Wallen. Because he has country, he has dance music, like, and he is, people know who he is.
So he's multifaceted. Okay.
But are people going to listen to 20 minutes of him at halftime? I mean...
Yeah, he has a lot of good songs.
Jeez.
Wait, bro, I'm with you on that one. Wait, no, shit, come on, I'm going to get more Hot Pocket. I'm going to get my Hot Pocket.
No, pizza rolls. I would rather listen to 20 minutes of Morgan Wallen than 20 minutes of Usher.
What?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. No, you can't. You know, can't be mad because there was folks up there that were. I had someone, and I will not say his name publicly because he needs to be dragged. So I'll just do it anonymously. God, if he listens to this shit, he's gonna know I'm talking about him. You know, this dude went on Facebook and literally was like, Alicia Keys was on there and she needed a backing track like Usher did. And oh my God, they're up there lip syncing for the Super Bowl. I'm like,
I did like Alicia Keys.
I thought she did a damn great job.
Yeah, me too.
I think Luda did a good job. Lil Jon, of course, you know, Lil Jon is Lil Jon. You know, I will be honest, I didn't recognize Will.i.am at first.
Many people didn't.
You know who I didn't recognize? I take that back. JD, I recognized him. Damn, what the fuck JD been eating, bro? He need to put the fork down, bro. You know what I'm saying? JD, like, his ass being that Raising Cane's. Just sucking the sauce down, you know?
Raising Cane's opened up.
Yeah, it did.
But I'm going to wait for the hype to die down before I go over there. Their food is good.
It didn't look good from the pictures I've seen. The chicken looked so regular.
I went to the one in New York, and the chicken was good.
Better than KFC but, or Popeyes?
Anything's better than KFC.
Okay, Popeyes.
Popeyes, different. I love Popeyes.
Bojangles.
Popeyes has my heart. I would take Popeyes over Bojangles.
I'm taking Church's over everything. Church's is for the hood.
Church's is good, but you got to go to like the really seedy parts of town to get Church's. Yeah.
So where would Cane fit in on that totem pole?
Cane's is white people fried chicken.
I know that.
I was waiting for somebody to say that. Where would you list it
on your top five?
So I will do Popeyes, Church's. I would do Raising Cane's and then Bojangles.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Because I had a bad experience with Bojangles. I love Bojangles, but one time when I was in Myrtle Beach, I went there and I got sick off of it. Okay. I mean, I still eat it, but their chicken Raising tenders, Cane's I also three, don't care for their chicken
That's
tenders.
That's number three on your list? It's Raising Cane's?
What, Cane?
Yeah,
because they got that sauce. It's really good.
But that's what everybody keeps saying. It's like, if your food is mid as fuck and it takes a dipping sauce to save your shit, you can't be number one Chick-fil-A. On the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said who?
Chick-fil-A.
You said Chick-fil-A? You know what I mean? Garbage. Chick-fil-A is hit or miss.
You have to have
I think
sauce.
Every episode we talk about how Chick-fil-A is garbage.
You need the sauce for it to be good.
I mean, I honestly, Chick-fil-A sauce is mid to me. I mean, if I had to pick a sauce at Chick-fil-A, it's going to be that sweet and spicy sriracha. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good one.
That shit, that's the truth right there. But I'm with you, Lisa. I'm going to try Raising Cane's one day. But my son, it's funny, he went and sat in the line up there. And just as a side note, by the way, a friend of mine said that they're opening two in Northern Connecticut, which is funny as shit because my friend said they opened them up in the two of the whitest towns in Connecticut. I was like, yeah, they wouldn't open them in a black town, so whatever.
I don't think it's worth the line, but I get
it. No, he did wait an hour too, and he was like, it was not worth it.
So did
you? I wouldn't.
But you know for a fact that if you read on the menu and there's a warning sign that, like the 6-piece tenders, he said there was a warning sign, like a sodium warning. You know that's you're a cardiologist dream come true eating that shit.
But let's be real. They're probably the only company that's posting it like with the warning sign, but all that stuff is loaded with sodium.
Yeah, sodium's
bad. Which
is why
it tastes so good.
Sodium bad.
They probably threw some MSG in there too.
Yo, MSG is like crack, you know, be like Uncle Roger. You got to put the MSG in everything.
Listen, you know? That's what my grandmother put in her chicken wings, and she made the best chicken wings.
See, Chris, maybe you should put MSG on your chitlins, you know, because you know what MSG stands for, right? My shit's good, you know. Nah, nothing will make chitlins appetizing. Hard stop. That's a fact. That's not an opinion.
Hot sauce.
I said hard stop.
But
no argument.
Do you eat them plain, Chris? Like,
I always put hot sauce on them. I can, but it's just
you
kicks
just,
it up
do you
another
put
level.
The ring around your tongue? Like,
no, there is no ring. No.
Yeah, the hell there is.
You have to cut it. Tube. You have to cut it. So, no, you don't leave it.
That's
too,
disgusting.
You have to cut it so it's like.
That's disgusting. Like, anyway, anyway.
Chitlin pieces, morsels. If you please.
No, don't ever use the word morsel.
For morsels. Yeah. It's so no, I think morsels, I think like Nestle, like, you know, like Toll House cookie chips or some shit, you know, like morsels. You feel me? Not chitlins. Yo, I think of chitlins, I think of just no. And so someone asked me, What do you do with leftover chitlins? I said, throw them in the garbage. He was like, what do you do with chitlins in the first? Throw them in the garbage.
When like, do you microwave them to reheat them?
Yes.
Oh, do they get rubbery?
No, they're already
rubbery.
It's still better to just heat them up in the pot, but you know, in an emergency, we just gotta have
heat them up in the pot.
I imagine there's like a really thick, like, you know, like a film of like
jelly
on top of them,
gelatinous mess on top of it. We all sat with that too. Yep. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You guys want to hear something totally off topic, but on the gelatinous thing?
Uh-oh.
So, for the second time since I have lived in my apartment, I have pulled in to park in my parking space, and I have been unable to do so because people were in their car having relations in my parking space in the middle of the day. And the only reason I know this is because when I pulled in, I honked the horn. They didn't move. So then I got out my car, knocked on their window. They had like limo tents and they didn't do anything, but the car was on. I knocked again. And then the window opened like an inch. And he was like, you got to move your car. And I said, I am, but you're just in my spot. So I get back to my car, I back out a little bit, and the back door of the car opens, and I see them throw something out, whatever. When they leave and I go to pull into my spot, it is a used condom and a wrapper. So, yeah.
I mean, at least they're practicing safe sex.
But not in my spot. Please, come on now.
I mean, if there has to be a win in the situation.
No. I can't know.
No.
In the middle of the day on a Sunday, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, are they sinners for doing it on Sunday? Let's ask Pastor Chris.
Yes. Well, if they're not married, yes.
If they're not married, here we go.
There's no rules about where you can do it, just how you do it.
Well, there ought to be.
There needs to be.
In my parking space.
I was going to say something, but it would sound like a Dr. Seuss book, you know?
Say it.
I can do it at a church. I can do it in a pew. I'll do it at the altar. How about you?
I just looked up the salt content.
Park in spots. Hop on top. Sorry, yeah?
On the Cane's chicken fingers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2,130 milligrams of sodium.
Good God.
It's over the amount of calories. The calories are only 1,200 calories, but that's a lot. But you have 2,000 milligrams of sodium. Like how many?
That's a lot of sodium.
Days worth of daily value worth of sodium is that in one chicken nugget?
So the three-piece spicy or mild Popeye's tenders, and that's just the three-piece, it's 1,800 milligrams.
Oh, wait a minute. This one gets even worse. The Kaniac combo, 3,000 milligrams of sodium.
Wait, what's that?
I don't know how many nuggets it is, but
this podcast is not in any way or form sponsored by Kane.
3,000? Looks like a 5 or 6 piece.
But if they'd like to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah, I take that back. I meant 300 milligrams of sodium.
Let's talk shit about a company and ask them for sponsorship. You know, that works. That works. Hey, guys. Well, we're going to sponsor you. Also, and we're talking shit about us.
Also sponsored by Trojan.
Yeah, exactly. And Westboro Baptist Church. Where Christ is your home, unless you're black or gay or Jewish or anything that is non, you know, Aryan race.
Right. So just like you have to be a NASCAR fan, right?
Wow. Wow. Not all NASCAR folks are racist.
Sorry.
Just some of us. Allegedly. Allegedly. So yeah. So I was just curious because I know we said we'd talk about it. So I got to bring it up, and we got to talk about the airline.
I got story you
from a couple of weeks ago. That just yeah.
I did some research.
That is absolutely the funniest thing.
So, to those who are listening, Finland's national air carrier, Finnair, has decided they're going to weigh their passengers with luggage, but it's voluntary. And I was reading the reason why, because they have to, it has something to do with like the airline's total cargo calculations and how much weight is on the plane. And so you don't have to weigh yourself, but they are asking people to, and they don't. And the only person who sees your weight is the person who's like checking the luggage, and they don't get your name and they don't get all that other stuff. But even with that laugh, said, exactly, I'm not stepping on the scale. Like, no, mind your business.
You get on the scale. Could you imagine looking somebody in their eyes like that? You get on the scale and they give you this look like, you know, goddamn good and well, you shouldn't be up here. You get two seats, big ass. Sit your big ass down.
But they're only doing it for the month of February and then April and May. And they're doing it so they can update their like every 5 years they have to update these estimates.
Just in case they have to reinforce the wing strength.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm going to have to ask you to move seats because we need to distribute the weight evenly.
I'm just saying, I mean, like, what do you, I mean, I guess it the question that begs to be asked is, okay, what is the kind of the cutoff weight limit? And then it's like, okay, so if you have that number, you know, what do you do, some calisthenics, like, you know, 6 weeks prior? Hey, I'm flying to Sweden. Let me hit the gym for 6 weeks.
I don't know if it's necessarily, it's not really for like per person. It's, I think, overall weight limit for the plane. So what they might say is, okay, this plane can hold, and I don't know the actual numbers. This plane can hold 1,000 pounds or whatever. And so I think they're trying to see like what the average weight is. I don't know. Yeah, so it just,
they're doing this survey. The survey is essential to the safety and efficient operation of the aircraft and is a civil aviation authority requirement. So
I don't know how they're going to enforce it if somebody is too
heavy.
Heavy. Like, how do you?
Well, put it this way. If you're too heavy, then you can't bring as much luggage. Because think about it.
But my clothes in America are bigger.
Yeah, but in America, you think about it, like you go on a flight and it's like, you know, okay, you're bringing, you know, you're doing a check bag. It's pretty much, you can go to what, like 50 pounds, and anything over 50 pounds, you get a charge for. But right. All right, so I'm 425 pounds and then my bag is 50 pounds. So what does that make the total gross weight of my big ass and my fucking bag getting on the airplane, you know, to be like 475 fucking pounds? Like, bro, okay, does everybody get a 500-pound limit? You know, I mean, shit, I need to stop lifting weights with my, you know, with my muscle. There's muscle under all this fat. What the fuck is y'all talking about? No, I mean, but could you imagine that here in America, though? And it'd be like the most, like, it'd be like Newark Airport. I could imagine, like, you know, some
and
black dude.
Like Dallas.
Right, some black dude working like Breeze or some shit, you know, and your fat ass go over there and weigh in. It's like you weigh up like 3 1/4 and shit, and you're like, you know, goddamn good and well, your fat ass shouldn't be up here. You know, nasty work. Get your fat ass off the scale. Well,
they probably yell your weight out.
Really? Yeah. Okay, you have somebody that would tilt their head to the side, like, really, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I guess there was a TikTok video where I guess there was a woman who said she was 130 pounds and they didn't believe her. And that's why they had her step on the scale.
That was like Vince Wilfork from the Patriots saying he weighed like some amount. And I looked at Vince Wilfork, and I like Vince Wilfork, don't get me wrong. He a big ass dude. He was hawking them Superbirds with fucking Big Y a couple years ago and shit. Talking about he was like 2 1/4 or some shit. Yeah, okay. Like, your thigh is maybe 2 1/4. It's like, there's no way. But yeah, no, I thought it was interesting. I think it was Korea.
He's a big guy.
That did it. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's talk about somebody like that big, or like a big linebacker or a defensive tackle from like a football team.
325 pounds, according to his Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia. That man was more than 3 1/4. That man's about like 375. Shit. I'm just saying. But no, it was like, I think it was Korea. They said that their airline attendants had to be like up to a certain weight because it was for fuel efficiency. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn. And I think that's why, you know, obviously Finnair was thinking to do the same thing. Obviously, the lighter the aircraft, the less fuel you're going to burn, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, okay, I still don't understand why a flight from like, you know, at least here to Texas is like $300-$400 some odd. Shit, I'm paying that much damn money. Yeah, you're right. My big ass bag, you know, I'm bringing everything. I'm bringing snacks too. I don't give a fuck. Or you go get weighed and shit. Hold on here. Let me take my granola out of my pocket. You know, like you go to the doctor. Oh shit, hold on. Let me take my phone out of my pocket so I can weigh like a couple ounces.
Let me take my shoes off. Can I take my jacket off, please? And just know that my clothes, I probably have about 20 pounds worth of clothes.
But I'm glad. Okay, so I'm glad they're doing it at the desk, like at the at the counter, you know, for whatever airline it would be. Imagine TSA. First of all, TSA don't get paid enough. Yo, you go through the scanner. The scanner is not only just a scanner, it's also a fucking scale. They're like, all right, put your hands up. All right. God damn, bro.
A big ass sign with your weight. Yeah.
Right? It starts flashing red. Wait. I'm just saying, though. That's fucked up, but you know, it is what it is, though. If you really think about it, that's just foul as shit. I saw that news story. That's why I had to text you. I was just like, yo, there's no fucking way. Like, yeah, they only in Finland, but you know, they're all skinny in Europe, allegedly. You know,
that's one of the reasons. Like, I like to like splurge a little bit and fly first class because then the seats are comfy. I'm a big girl and I need to be comfortable. So sometimes the extra dollars are worth it to.
I know, I'm gonna sound pretentious. I'm gonna sound pretentious as hell, but sometimes the extra money is worth it to keep me away from the squalor of Western society. I mean, you think about it. The dregs of Western society all fly coach. I mean, come on now. But then again, that's what you get for flying Spirit Airlines, I guess. You know, beggars can't be choosers.
Listen, I flew Spirit once and sat in their, what do they call them? Like the big seats, like up front.
Mm-hmm.
It was $100 extra and it was worth it. I was like, okay.
It was like a regular seat for any other airline.
Well, no, exactly.
No, it's equivalent to a first class seat. Oh, really? It really is. Yeah.
So we're talking about airlines. So saying we're talking about airlines, I had this conversation, you know, not that long ago about airlines, and it was like, okay. So you have these seats and you have people who, you know, for whatever reason, I mean, you could be jacked like Arnold Schwarzenegger was back in the 80s, right? You got big, broad shoulders, you know, you sit in one of these seats, it might not be comfortable because the people next to you might be just a little too wide for them. I remember when they were talking about having folks get like buy two seats. No, the fuck you don't.
The day they tell me I need to purchase two seats is the day that I end up on a TikTok video going crazy at the airport.
Oh my God. You're going to be one of the folks going nuts and shit.
I'm going to be that person. Yes.
We're going on Instagram live and shit. Am I on? But hey, but if you do it, make sure you do it at like Philly, because fuck Philadelphia, you know. The airport sucks. You know,
that's not a bad airport.
You ain't ever been stranded in Philadelphia, I take it.
Not stranded, but I mean, I have flown in and out of Philadelphia airport.
Yeah.
The big airport.
I don't like Philadelphia airport. No offense to Philly. What's, you know, my shout out to Philly.
Favorite airport? I don't even know.
But I think it's just funny about the whole weight thing, and it's amusing to me, you know, especially how much money airline tickets cost. But
I know
it is what it is. It's a luxury to fly. I get it. You know, it's not everybody can fly. Someone had put on, there was a TikTok video about flying or something a couple months ago I saw, and the guy was complaining about, oh, we need to go back to, you know, the 1940s and 50s when flying, where you had to wear a suit, and it was like, wow. I was like, yeah, those are the same people that want to make America great again, and by yeah. that, they want to put, you know, colored only, you know, drinking fountains and shit. You know,
listen, I dress when I fly. I am dressed as if this could potentially be the last outfit I have. And the plane has crashed on a deserted island. What do I want to wear? Like, I need to be comfortable and need to have good, sensible shoes on in case I got to go walking over rocks and stuff.
That's true. I never thought about that. I dress for TSA. I dress for the path of least resistance and shit. Got slides, pop them off, and, you know, I'm good to go.
Oh, definitely. But yeah, I dress for comfort. So, and it cracks me up when you do have the nice people sitting in like first class, and then I come on and I look not homeless, but maybe like transient. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting here too.
Those are the folks that sit in coach. Yeah, I got in trouble for saying that, you know, pretty much the dregs of Western society sit in coach, you know. It's like, don't you sit in coach? I'm like, hello, have you met me?
I'm flying in April. I'm flying to Myrtle Beach, but I'm going to be sitting in, I'll be in coach. I'm debating on whether or not I want to upgrade my ticket to first class.
Nah, fly with the commoners. Fly with the commoners. Come on. Well,
I did pay extra to have like the preferred seating in coach. And I get to board earlier, but...
Which makes no sense.
I do like... And it's open bar on American Airlines.
Really? Are you going to get lit on the plane, huh?
I don't, but there are people who do.
Open bar?
And those people are funny to watch on the plane.
About to get loose.
But on my way back, I'm actually taking the train from Savannah to Hartford.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
The only train I've ever been on is the one that... Never mind.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be going to Savannah this summer.
It's nice down there. Yeah. Went last summer. You know, it's really nice. Pretty city. A lot of history. A lot of statues. Yeah. They have a lot of squares down there dedicated to Confederate folks. So, yeah, I had the conversation in regards to the removal of statues and... You know, it's Black History Month. We're not going to touch that today. We'll come back to that at a later date.
Wouldn't this be the best time to talk about it?
I mean, we can talk about it. I mean, but my opinion is not popular. So, you know.
I want to hear it.
It is what it is. What, my opinion about the removal of statues and everything else?
Yes.
If you're going to remove statues, don't remove them and destroy them. Remove them but put them in museums where they belong. It's a part of our history.
I like
it's
that.
An ugly part of our history, but
I agree.
If you destroy it, then you are bound to repeat history all over again. If you destroy any you know, markings of what took place beforehand,
I agree.
You know, but I was told that that's, you know, a dumbass way of looking at it, and that I'm Black, and that it's a sign of oppression. But let me decide what a sign of oppression is. You know. Oppression
who
to me is,
that to
yeah, I don't think it's oppression.
Now, what people were saying, that's not like directly like, oh, give me the person's name. What were they?
Oh, you know.
White.
Whitey.
White.
I mean, it's just, you know, I don't look at it like that. I just don't like, you have to look at history because history is the best teacher. You know, this shit happened and guess what?
It is what it is. People are looking at history and they're like, oh, maybe we could recreate that situation we had back in World War II.
Well, I mean, and this is where I get my, you know, and probably have like 8 listeners and I'm going to like lose 2, you know, but the whole make her great again.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, make America great again. You know, I was like, what does that mean? Well, you know, back in the 50s, and I'm like, you name some Black folks in the 50s that said America was super great. You know, oh, but DeMont, if you say that, then, you know, you go back to Africa. Yeah, because I came from Africa. yeah, I should show y'all my
okay, then you go back to Germany, go right. back to England, go back to Spain, go back to...
Go back to Finland, but just make sure you only weigh 150 pounds. I'm saying, though. But no, I just, it was just funny, that the whole conversation, like, in regards to, like, the statues and stuff, and all. But what the city...
send, like, people back to Africa?
I don't know Could where that imagine? Shit started from. Like, why? And it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I've noticed, how can I put this politically correct? Oh, we're going to, okay, so aliens, you know, it's like, you know, UFOs are real, aliens are out there. Okay, the aliens are here. You know, I swear to God, racist folks in this country are going to call them, you know, alien N-word, because it's just like, hey, I have no other horrible ass thing to say, so let me just call them something and add the N-word to the end of it. Ta-da! New racial slur! You know?
I can see that.
You talk about folks from the Middle East, saying N-word. Like, really? Like, really? Fucking creative. Be, you know, if racist people are you listening, be a little more fucking creative. Alright? I want to be offended. That shit doesn't offend me. You're an N-word. Really?
We That's like calling me fat. The new word.
You said what?
We should come up with a new word.
No, I mean, I had a whole thing 2 years ago during, no, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was back in, oh, it was back during the 2021, during the pandemic. I had a conversation with a friend of mine. He was like, I don't see why that word is offensive. Another white guy. I don't see why it's offensive. And I said, well, it's, to me, it's offensive if you depending on how you use it. I'm like, damn, dude, you can call me lazy and say it with like such venom. Yeah. I'll beat your ass. Yeah. You call me, you know, N-word. Okay, that's all you got. You're freaking lazy. Oh shit, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yeah, don't hold.
You know, I take offense to that. It all depends on, you know, it depends on how you say it, you know. But
I don't say it.
I know you don't. I don't either. That's why I said N-word. I don't want to, you know, get our podcast well. Down. Shut up. You are not Aries Spears. You are not Aries Spears.
Richard Pratt.
You had me dying, yo. He was like, he might not say it, but I say it. But no, we're talking about Savannah, though. It was the one thing that was noted about Savannah, and it's someone I work with, she said that all the history, it's like this beautiful architecture and all the history. But then you also have to remember, where did those people get all their money from? How did they get that money to do those houses and the wrought iron and everything else? They built their own slaves. And it's like, again, but, oh, don't talk about that. Y'all not over that yet? You need to get over that. How many years has it been? This is the shit I hear from dumbass, ignorant fucking people. And I just laugh. I think it's funny. Get over it. I'm like, yeah. We don't have that kind of time tonight to talk about that. We don't. But it's a pretty city. Don't get me wrong. It's a pretty city.
All right, I'll check
it out. And on that note, is anybody ready for a joke?
I am.
Oh.
I have one too. Go.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. What you got?
What's the difference between a genealogist and a gynecologist?
I don't know.
One looks up the family tree and the other looks up the family bush.
Wow. And this is why we are going straight to hell. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
I did not make that up. I found it on the internet.
Gotta love the internet. If it's on the internet, it's true. Remember that, boys and girls.
Wikipedia does not lie.
Never. Ever. So, sir, what do you have for us?
All right. Oh, sorry. All right. Ready?
Oh, yes.
All right. This was not a question and answer, but so the doctor gave me 1 year to live, so I shot him with my gun. The judge gave me 15 years. Problem solved.
Nothing like gun violence to get a good laugh out of people, you know?
Hey, we'll talk about guns later.
Speaking of gun violence. No.
Speaking of gun violence during Black History Month.
How do we feel about the shooting that happened in Kansas City?
I shouldn't have paused like that because folks are going to take that one all out of context.
Well, let put me just it in be context. Clear.
No shooting is a good shooting, you know, that takes place like that.
Right.
Didn't root for Kansas City in the Super Bowl because obviously being a Raiders fan, you know what I'm saying, it's just sacrilegious, you know. But I stand with Kansas City, you know what I'm saying? That was tragic.
Right.
Yeah, that was... I just don't understand. I just don't understand what happened. I just don't get it. You know, folks get pissed off, and the first thing you want to go grab is a gun. Like, I don't know.
And they're young.
Yeah, this generation is just they look at things way differently than we do. But you know, at risk of sounding like, you know, as my daughter would say, "Back in my day," you know, it's like because we're old. I don't know. It's just this is a generation where dudes wear purses. Fanny packs, as they call them. I'm sorry, if it has a strap and you keep your wallet and your gun and everything else, it's a purse, bro.
I agree.
That's nasty work.
I don't like when guys carry fanny packs or when they have them strapped like over their shoulder and like resting on their, I just don't.
My nephew and I had that conversation at Christmas. We were talking about that and it was just like, he called his best friend and I told him, I said, straight up, I'm like, yo, say that's just, you can't, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, if that's your life, it's your lifestyle. You do what you want to do. I don't get jiggy with that. You're not gonna catch me with no man purse running around here and shit. But to each his own. But you can't sit there and talk shit and talking about, oh, I'm less of a man because I don't wear. Nah, bruh, you wear a fanny pack, aka a man purse or a merce.
You know, about when they wear Uggs. Yo, I don't like you Uggs.
I was in Rhode Island. Oh my God. I was at Rhode Island at the mall. And I remember like probably about 10 years ago. And I saw a pair of Uggs for men. Okay. My big ass, I wear a size 13. Yo, them ain't fucking boots on my big ass feet. It's them literally hooves. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's nothing masculine about a dude wearing, but then again, see, here I go. This is where I get into trouble because, oh, you know, it's not always about men being masculine. There's men that are feminine too. I'm speaking solely on the dudes that, you know, like me. I ain't wearing no fucking Uggs. You heard me? Never.
I just don't know if I could take a guy seriously if they showed up in a pair of Uggs.
Yo, deadass, yo, could somebody walk up to you like really, like they pull out the Glock and shit? Yo, drop it off. You know what I'm saying? They're about to carjack and you look down at their feet and you be like, really? This is what we doing? This is what's hot in the streets? You got thugs out here, fanny packs and fucking Ugg boots, yo. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here, yo. I can't take you serious. I just can't do it. I probably want to get shot, you know, no doubt. You know? Be laid up. D, what happened, bro?
Let me take a picture of you real quick. Let me take a picture of you. And you can have my car.
Yeah, right. You know, again, I just, you know, and I know I'm at risk of again. You know, we had 8 listeners. We're down to 6 now. I'm about to get it down to 4. You know, shout out to my sneakerheads, yo. I rock with y'all. You know, y'all some sucker ass motherfuckers out here buying the same Jordans every fucking year. They all look the fucking same. Whatever. That's what you want to do. Spend your loot. Yo, I'm all for it. Go for it. But yo, them dudes that, oh, I gotta walk on my heels. I can't crease them. They drop. I saw a dude drop a whole fucking wallet in Savannah this summer. Dude dropped his wallet. He damn near dropped down and got his eagle on just because he didn't want to crease his shoes. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Nah, fuck out of here with that. Like, you know, I guess I'm not like that.
I have started buying Jordans, but I wear them. So they're going to get creases. And it is what it is. I'm not trying to resell them. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's something else too. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's talk about it. And Chris, I know you probably got peoples like that. You got to know a sneakerhead out there.
Yes, I do.
It's like, I'm going to buy, you know, I'm going to buy a $200 pair of sneakers, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear them bitches twice. I'm literally gonna like walk around with them. Like I'm gonna put like the freaking like the medical wraps you see in the hospital for like, you know, for the shoes for like a sterile environment, and then fucking sell them. No, it's not a car. It's an investment. It's fucking shoes for your feet. They're like tires. You don't call tires investments. You get tires because you need to roll down the fucking street, put the shoes on your feet, walk your ass around, wear the motherfuckers out, and get another pair.
I do have a boy like that. He has hundreds of pairs. And sometimes wears them once or twice, and that's it.
Fucking wilding.
I tried to get the Lunar New Year Jordans. I signed up. As soon as they went on sale, I hit, it was like literally seconds. The clock turned 10 o'clock and I was like, boop, waiting to see if I got them. Cause I was like, I'm so excited. I'm going to get these shoes. I'll wear them. And I really was only going to wear them once and then just put them away, but they were nice looking. And I was waiting, waiting. And like a minute or two later, they're like, sorry, sold out. And then an hour later, not even an hour later, I got a notification from StockX like, hey, we got those new Lunar Jordans. And I'm like, oh, so I was going to pay $160 for them. And on StockX, they were already like three something.
Yep.
And I was like, I was pissed. I was telling Stacy about it because.
So how long did it take for you to get them from StockX after you paid the $360?
I mean, I wasn't going to pay $300 for them. Nope.
I was going to say, so how long did it take?
Stock. Nope, people buying that shit off of StockX, and I'm a little jealous because, you know, again, you know, I'm like, you know, like in the movie Boiler Room, you know, Giovanni Ribisi had a whole he had a monologue in the very beginning of the movie talking about how he didn't want to be the innovator, you know, he just wanted to get in, he didn't want to innovate, and I'm about that, you know, that resonates with me. StockX was that one company that pissed me the fuck off because seriously, like. How many drunken nights can you be at a diner writing shit down on a napkin about a business plan? Like, that was the perfect company for fucking suckers. Because you know, P.T. Barnum said, what a sucker is born, you know, is born every minute. Like, for real, you can buy sneakers for $150 retail at Foot Locker and then get your ass online and fucking sell them for, like, double the money. Who the fuck? I'm sorry. I'm not spending $300 on a pair of tennis shoes.
You should go on. I mean, you can find them on StockX too, but like even just look on the GOAT website and there's shoes on there for like $20,000. And I'm like, really? It looks like a regular old pair of Nikes. And people are buying them. Not me.
I catch shit for shitting on Jordans because I'm old enough that I remember when Jordans came out, you know what I mean? And like, I don't understand, like, okay, these are the 12s or these are 15s. It's like, what are these, like, models of fucking cars? Like, the fuck, you know, at least upgrade them shits.
I only like the Jordan 1s. That's what I've been buying. So I started out getting the Dunks and I like Dunks, but I like the Jordans better. So now I've moved on to getting Jordans. And then I had to get a gray pair because Miles is on the gray team for his Wibble basketball team. So I call them a Miles Sevens.
I'm just saying. Folks be going nuts over sneakers. And it just, this shit be like, you know, and obviously DJing in the clubs and shit, you know what I'm saying? I've seen and heard it all. Dude coming in his fresh, you know, his fresh white Uptowns and somebody done stepped on his shoes. And, you know, next thing you know, bottles is breaking. Folks is, you know, busting heads open. And for what? You know, like, there's sneakers. Wear them. Again, I look at sneakers like tires. I got some aesthetic. I'm a car dude. You know, y'all know that. There's some sexy ass tires out there. They are going to wear out on the asphalt. I'm not out here like, yeah, let me put this set of tires on my car, drive around the block, and then pull the rubber off and put it, you know, park it, you know, take them off and put another set on, you know, another set on my rims. Like, they're meant to be worn out. They are worn on your feet. You are to walk. Period.
I agree.
Now, I know it's going to sound rude as fucking again. We went from 8 to 6 to 4. We're going to go down to 2 with this one here.
What you got?
All right. If you're like, you know, a quadriplegic in a wheelchair, yeah, you got some fresh kicks. I can see them just not getting worn out. You rolling around anyway. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I know it's fucking rude as shit. But it's true. Yo, Stephen Hawking, you know, he probably had a fresh pair and shit. He has some Uptowns. Stephen Hawking probably wore the black.
Don't mess with me. I have my black Air Force Ones.
He had the black Air Force Ones. He's ready to fight. You know what I mean? So we're talking about sneakers. He had the black Air Forces, yo. It's like, yo, those are the dudes that just don't give a fuck. Yo, some dude approached me at the mobile on Blue Hills one night at like 1 in the morning, yo. Excuse me. Do you have a dollar? He has some black Uptowns. I'm like, I better give this man a dollar because he's like, he probably would fight me. you know, and win. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my fat ass can't fight. But, you know, I just, yeah, sneakerheads kill me, you know. And I mean, you know, shout out to my sneakerheads. You know, if that's your thing, you know, I collect music. You know, I'm a DJ, whatever. It's cool. You got your gamers. You might collect games. But, you know, if you collect sneakers because that's your thing, that's your hobby, that's great. But you sound fucking stupid when you don't want, I creased them. Motherfuckers be on Facebook crying about their kicks. Shut the fuck up. And kids, yes, I said Facebook, so it's a bunch of old heads, you know, because youngins ain't on Facebook because we old on Facebook, you know. But it's okay. It's quite all right. What else do we have for the show? Because we had a couple things we wanted to talk about, you know. I know I digested on, you know, sneakers.
Yeah, you want to digest. Digress a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
Go NASCAR. You supposed to say go church.
Oh, Chris, do you have a prediction?
I'm saving that for the end of the show.
You're saving it? Okay.
All right. Save that for the end of the show. That's great. So, Black History Month. You know, it's the last episode we did was on MLK. It was right before MLK Day. Mm-hmm. Here we are, Black History Month. You know. So when's White History Month? Because you know some motherfuckers out there asking that question. I swear to God, that question is asked about as often as whenever. You ever get your hair done and get your hair cut and you walk into the office? Hey, did you get a haircut? No, it all fell out of the same fucking length. You know, like, I hate people like that. Don't be that person. People, if you're that person, don't be that person.
He got a haircut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's because you saw him, but... You wouldn't do that in the office. Hey, did you get your hair done? It's fucking obvious. If the person's hair looked like a rat's nest the night before, you know, the day before, and now it's 3.5 inches fucking shorter, yeah, they got a haircut. Use some common fucking sense, people. If anything you guys take away from Black History Month is that a lot of Black people, not all of us, but a lot of Black people use common sense. Man, apply that shit liberally like lotion. Use some common sense. We're halfway through, you know, more than halfway through Black History Month, you know, and the one thing I can say we should say is use some goddamn common sense. But yeah, what is White History Month? You know, what is White History Month? These are the same motherfuckers who talked about Juneteenth. Ask me specifically how to celebrate Juneteenth. Like, I'm the goddamn expert on Juneteenth. How about this? I was the last Black person to be told that Juneteenth was a holiday. So in spirit of Juneteenth, I don't know.
Chitlins.
Chitlins.
Chitlins and chicken. No.
Chitlins and chitlins. Yeah.
And watermelon.
And watermelon. I mean, yeah, you might as well, you know, that's how we should spend Juneteenth.
While we harvest our peanut crops.
It's just, you know, either dispelling horrible social, you know, like myths in regards to like, you know, racial stereotypes or reinforcing them. You know, I don't know which is, you know, which is better. For the record, I don't like watermelon.
I hate watermelon.
Oh, I love watermelon.
Yeah, I
don't. It makes my stomach hurt, but I love it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that just, don't do that. That opens the door to too many jokes.
Yeah.
That's the other half, you know, trying to fight the other half and shit, you know. Your stomach is a Jim Crow era stomach. Get that shit out of here. So I do have a white friend that's lactose intolerant. He swears now I'm Black. I'm like, there are white folks that have lactose intolerance. He, no, but it's more Black people. I was like, you know, that sounds intolerant. He was like my lactose. There you go. All right.
Is that even
he
true?
Gets a pass, though. What, that Black, that there are more Black folks that have lactose intolerance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So like sickle cell.
That's why I love the oat milk.
I'm just saying. I mean, see, you know, let's talk about milk. You know, we're the only fucking animals on the planet that goes and drinks another animal's like baby growth hormone. That's all milk is. It's a baby horse hormone.
Like, we also eat egg fetuses or chicken fetuses.
We do.
Which.
So
let me think about it.
I mean, hey, I mean, lots of animals eat egg fetuses. Yeah, blue jays.
Birds eat other birds' eggs. Alligators, they eat eggs.
Yeah, but when you think about like what an egg is,
yeah,
and you look at it, you're like, man, this is like, what is this amniotic fluid?
Scramble
and...
it up. Let's go.
Little hot sauce. Little hot sauce.
Fried up, man. And Chris, I want you, if you know, I guess eggs to vegans, eggs are the equivalent to chitlins. Then hey, here we go. But no, I remember I grossed the kids out. I told them that I said I was making I was making chicken tenders, like fresh chicken, like chicken tenders and stuff. So I got like an egg, a couple eggs. I beat the eggs for an egg wash. And I'm like, look, I'm bathing you and your own children. Oh. Kids are like, oh, that's nasty. Yeah. But no, but think about it, though. Think about it. It is baby. It's baby growth hormone. It, that's what milk is.
Well, what other liquid you gonna make with your cereal?
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, who the fuck decided that milk was that vessel to eat with cereal? Like, there's probably some poor folks out there. You know, again, shout out to my poor people. You know, there's probably poor folks out there that use fucking water. They ain't got no milk and shit.
Can
you know, canned milk. Who the fuck eat canned? Really?
I had canned milk. Yeah, it's half water, half
evaporated milk.
Yeah, it's evaporated milk.
You use canned milk?
I did
for your cereal.
Yeah, 40 years ago. Yeah, we weren't always as blessed.
That's why I eat chitlins. but you think about it. Like, I mean, what's sick? I mean, and again, you know, no offense to you know to my Caucasian people out there, but. What sick white person said, you know what? That shit squirting out the damn out the cow's titty. Let me drink that. Like, no. No.
You know what? I could see why they would say it happened like in like I'm picturing it was a cold winter's day and they saw the milk coming out and the steam was coming off of it, and they were like, you know what? Let me just try it.
It was probably a woman.
I feel like it would be a guy.
No,
why would it be a woman?
Because they like to suck things. Oh, sorry.
Wow. Here we go.
I'm not saying they went straight to the teeth. I'm saying they probably squeezed it out in some type of vessel.
There has to be levels to it. So they had the first probably maybe try to suck it, and then they were like, you know what, this is not working.
And that was definitely a guy.
So then they learned how to.
That was definitely a guy.
How to check it.
From France.
Or from... like Turkey or someplace like that.
No, I said France because we shit it on France last episode.
No, we didn't. Not on France, on Libya.
Oh, that's why we do it here. I'm sorry.
I shit on France. In Africa first.
I'm just saying. I just think it's funny. But yes, it's now we have all of these, you know, these different milks, and I use air quotes. You have almond milk and cashew and oat and you know,
man milk.
What is by far the best?
Man milk. That's like that South Park episode where they were milking the dog, but they only want the male dog. Yeah, love South Park. Fucking gross. Y'all are nasty.
I didn't say it.
That's true. Yeah.
I had to spice up the episode a little bit. Spice it
up. No, you got a little milk to kind of tone it down. It's spicy. Well, yeah, no, I did. I had that conversation too, like years ago, just like over like beers and just laughing about stupid shit. But for real, like you think about the foods that we eat, like what sick motherfucker decided, hey, you know what? That cream that we got from that milk. So we've moved past the teat and okay, we have the milk products. But who the fuck decided that this fermented ass fucking like rotten ass cream? Oh, let me stick my finger in it and try it. Blue cheese. Look at this. Oh, it smells like feet. But oh, it's funky. I think we should market this. Like, I want to know who the fuck thought of this shit. Hey, we like cheese. Let's put it in a cave and see what color it turns. Ooh, it turned blue. Let's try it. Let's
dip our wings in it.
Right. I mean, shout out to whoever the fuck found blue cheese. Cause yeah, that ass, you're like blue cheese and wings is awesome.
I think blue cheese and wings is better than ranch and wings.
People who choose ranch for their wings are the same motherfuckers who think boneless wings are wings. It's 2024. Yeah. We need to start calling boneless wings chicken nuggets because that's what the fuck they are.
But if you go to a restaurant, they advertise chicken nuggets and then they have boneless wings.
It's the same fucking thing. Just dredge them in sauce. Just the chicken nuggets. Dredge them and put them in a bowl. Do the shaky shaky. Put them on my plate with some celery and carrots and some blue cheese.
Which fast food place has the best nuggets?
Not Cane's.
KFC used to. And then they stopped doing them. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like Chick-fil-A nuggets, yo. I know. Shout out Chick-fil-A. I keep on. They're going to sponsor us. Fuck out of here with that.
I like Wendy's nuggets.
You like Wendy's? Yeah, Wendy's spicy nuggets. I like
spicy nuggets are good.
Yeah. Remember when they did away with them? Motherfuckers was mad as fuck about that shit. Bring them shits back.
If you can't get a 10-piece spicy nuggets.
Nah.
If you can't get it separate, which that's what I want to do. I don't want the 6-piece. I want a 10-piece.
Someone asked if Wendy's had other shit on the menu besides like a 4 for $4. I was like, yeah, they got like combo meals. Don't nobody. Who the fuck go to Wendy's and get like a Dave's double or some shit? The motherfuckers is getting like a 4 for $4. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, they but got see, the I guess five for five. And
the... 5 for $5. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying though, you know, but nobody goes there. I go for their breakfast. Their breakfast is badass. I'll give them that though. Shout out Wendy's.
I've never had their breakfast.
Yeah, they got a breakfast Baconator, and my fat ass gets it once
a month. I love the Baconator.
Dude, Baconator's this shit favorite. Is sausage, bacon, fried egg, a cheese sauce, and it's fucking delectable.
And it's and this is why Finnair is weighing their passengers.
Because right? my fat ass will sit there and eat Wendy's for breakfast. And they got, yo, so speaking of Wendy's, yo, how come Wendy's has the fucking potato wedges for breakfast? And KFC over here, KFC shot themselves in the foot doing away with their wedges. That was say KFC, if you're listening, KFC, that was your saving grace was those fucking wedges.
Well, their wedges were good.
Y'all chicken's half-ass is never cooked all the fucking way. There's no reason why your chicken's slimy at the bone and shit. But let me tell you, y'all motherfucking wedges was the truth. It made my fat little heart sing.
Red at the bone. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I understand why it is because it's frozen. If you get frozen chicken, usually when you do it, I mean, you can ask Chris because he's the chicken expert and shit. You know, yes, Frank Purdue correct. Over here. Frank Purdue.
Are you gonna go see what is it on Hartford Stage? The Hot Wing Guys or Hot Wing Kings or something like that?
I did not know they were coming. I would love to.
Yeah, I just saw an ad for them and I was like, oh,
let me put this up.
But yeah, go ahead, Wendy's.
The Hot Wing King is what it's called.
Hot Wing King.
It's coming to the Hartford Stage.
Let's check that out.
Please do that. Please do. And let us know. Actually, let the listeners know.
I'm going to buy tickets for myself. And tickets are relatively, like, they're reasonably priced.
Okay.
For middle class people that don't fly coach or eat chitlins on purpose. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
I wouldn't even eat them on accident.
Oh my God. We sound like green eggs and ham. You know? Chitlins for me would be chitlins and spam. Wouldn't eat them on a bus. Wouldn't eat them. If I did eat them, I probably would cuss.
Yeah. I do like spam though.
Yes, we understand that. But.
Oh, you know we got to start planning our next, whatever the next beer festival is, because season's coming up, guys.
Tis the season. Yeah. It's going to start warming up. That's what's good. We're going to do an episode on the, we have to do an episode, you know, on site, you know, from a beer festival, you know. So yeah, everybody, we're gonna have to do a, you know, a special episode. I'll entitle it, you know, I'll encode it as a special episode. It'll be a beer festival one. I will have to give a disclaimer up front. Whatever you hear, whatever you, you know, ingest for episode wise, please understand, blame it on the alcohol. Yeah. Just like the T-Pain song. Yeah.
And shout out to Dudley Town Brewery in Bloomfield.
Are they in Bloomfield? No, they're in Windsor. Yeah.
In Windsor.
Yes,
same thing. Yeah, man, you guys got to check them out. They have some good sours.
So wait, what's this weekend? Aren't we supposed to be going somewhere Friday?
Friday is Thomas Hooker.
All right. I like hookers. I mean, Thomas Hooker's.
This guy's gonna be divorced by my birthday. I'm standing tall on that. What are the Vegas odds, yo? All right. Hey, we'll finish the episode. Yo, download DraftKings. Yo, we gonna have to put some bets in on this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for the trifecta. Chris gonna get fucking divorced, bitch smacked, and get his fucking coffers emptied, yo. She's taking everything. She's taking the dog. I don't even have a dog, yo. She's going to buy a dog and then take that motherfucker, too. It's going to be like, it's going to be like a great country song and shit, you know?
Oh, man.
So, Chris, we're nearing the top of the hour for our show. So, what's your prediction?
My prediction. Well, first we have to cover my last prediction from
last. Yes, what was your last prediction?
My last prediction was that COVID was coming back hard and strong. I wasn't just too like, far off.
My daughter like caught COVID. Dysfunction.
I thought about telling that joke, but I'll let you have that one. But
that's not coming hard and fast.
Just fast. Just fast.
Or just not at all.
But I knew one person that caught COVID, just my daughter, so I guess the big wave of, you know, millions of folks catching it, that part. Of the...
Yeah, my mom got it. Oh, she just got
that's
it.
That's two.
Yeah.
Anyone?
A couple folks I knew got COVID. My own child over Christmas, hadn't seen him for a month. You know what I'm saying? He got COVID right before Christmas. So, yeah, no, I mean.
Okay, so my prediction wasn't too far off.
I mean, but it's, you know. It's an endemic, you know, COVID's here to stay, you know, even for you deniers out there and shit, I'm still mad at y'all. And even though it's the second episode, I'm still going to say it. Still mad at you motherfuckers that hoarded toilet paper, bastards. Anyway, yeah, it's here to stay. But I'm curious about what you think is coming next, like for your prediction, because
my next prediction, I predict that there will be a major flood in California by the time we have our next episode.
That is too easy. That is low-hanging fruit.
There hasn't been one in months. Come on.
Really? I mean, we got El Nino.
They got all that rain.
Yeah. They got El Nino coming. That's easy. That's low-hanging fruit.
A fire?
A major fire. Oh, a mudslide? Oh,
you know what? You know what? I'm going to make it tougher. A major fire in Minnesota.
Oh. Minnesota, soldiers.
Yeah, well, as long as they're not kneeling on another black person's neck.
No, not Minnesota.
Oh.
Michigan. Michigan.
Why Michigan?
Because there's a higher population. Yes. A lot of clumsy people there, so someone's going to...
Detroit. Yeah.
Knock over a candle and burn down. Hopefully no one will die.
Wow.
It'll be a space heater. It'll be caused by a space heater.
That's my prediction.
Or UFO.
True. I do have one more joke.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
I hear it's easy to get ladies to not eat Tide Pods. It's more difficult to deter gents, though. You get it? Yes. You get it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think crack is a cheap drug. You know.
Let me check that joke off my list.
Yes, please do. Yeah. Do not bring that one on the road for your comedy circuit. Yeah. Coming to a funny bone near you. It's not that
tickets
joke.
Are free.
Yeah. Now fuck that. I'll pay you. It's like our listeners. Yeah, if you're listening, you know, send me your Cash App. I'll send you $5. I'm kidding. I'm not sending you
$5. I got a joke. Okay. I bought my blind friend a cheese grater for his birthday. He later told me it was the most violent book he ever read.
We started at 10 and we're at 0. I mean, we started at 10, 8 listeners? I don't remember. We're down to like -2. You know, we got to start refunding listeners their time back and stuff, you know. I swear. Well, on that, that's just terrible.
I think we need to start telling people where they can find us.
Yes, that's part of the outro. So thank you, Lisa.
We need to work on where we can find us.
Well, you can find us here on our recordings. But yes, as this is the end of the episode, yeah, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. Pretty soon on the Google Play Store for you people who still have Androids. Go Team iPhone. That'll be a whole different conversation for another episode.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Because if you don't have a blue bubble, are you really living life? Yeah. You are. You're living it incorrectly. Non-group chat people. Oh, wait. Wait, before we end, sounds like our group chat with a certain person that's not on the podcast. We can't talk about that. Yeah, we should get his ass on here. We'll have a whole convo about iPhones versus Android or Windows phones. Do they still make Windows phones? I don't know.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah. If you have a Windows that's phone.
That's a Google phone, right?
Like the Pixel? No, that's Google, yeah. But that's an Android too, right? No, I don't
know. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's terrible. But yeah, you can find us on, you know, major socials, you know, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. I'll provide links as soon as I get them. They make it really hard. Spotify, please don't pull us off. But I'm going to talk shit about you because your interface sucks ass for podcasters. But that's all right. It does. It sucks ass.
I don't agree with him, Spotify.
So yes. So until next time. You know, wear clean underwear. I would say brush your hair, but you might be bald like me. And keep listening. We appreciate you. We will talk to you guys in March. And keep laughing.
March is Women's Month, okay? It's International Women's Month. And
that needs to be canceled.
Celebrate the ladies in your life.
That means it should be canceled, you say, Chris?
It needs to be canceled immediately. Sorry.
Wow. This podcast is not going to last. Say goodbye to the nice ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gent.
Adios.
Bye.
See ya.